Repeated and tortuous memories of the trauma. The first typical symptom that we describe are the repeated and tortuous memories of the trauma. Rosie made a statement on repeated and tortuous memories of happenings in which, like in a film, scenes of traumatic occurrences repeat themselves. Sometimes there are only fragmented memories, which could also be smells, noises or body feelings, pains or tensions in different parts of the body. Perhaps you know that. This re-experience can shock, annoy, make helpless or sad. Perhaps due to the trauma, you feel hurt or wounded. Perhaps you have the feeling of guilt and think that you could have prevented that if you would have acted differently. This re-experience can also overpower you in the so-called flashbacks. A flashback embodies a sudden, lively re-experience of the trauma, which is accompanied by a strong emotion. Like John's case, it can occasionally lead to a dissolution of your immediate environment.
I suddenly see the faces again in front of me. I have the feeling that it's going to happen again. It is as if I am lamed. I am then gone, no longer here. When I come back to myself, I realize for how long I have been away.
Flashbacks can last anything from mostly seconds to many minutes. In a few cases, they can also last for hours. It can happen that you no longer remember what happened to you during the flashback. Unfortunately, we can even in sleep be tortured by recurring nightmares. Rosie narrates like this.
Sometimes I don't have the courage to sleep because of fear of my nightmares. Because in my nightmares, I relive the terrible things once again. In fact, worse than in reality. I am completely helpless. Even after waking up, I need a long time to realize that I had only dreamed. Later, John tells me that I had screamed in my sleep and beaten about me.
When you observe these symptoms of re-experiences, of flashbacks or nightmares in yourself, these are not signs that you are going mad, but that you are dealing with a difficult and overpowering experience which you still haven't handled. A traumatic experience is stored in an unprocessed, ungraded form, unlike the remembrances of other experiences which belong to the past. At the same time, the memory of these experiences are often only in disjointed parts. Eventually, you cannot remember some parts, or you are not sure in what sequence they happened. This makes the memory particularly confusing and burdening. Flashback means that you remember the trauma, images appear, noises, smells, or other cognitive perceptions, as if you would again re-experience the traumatic situation. Since that is very burdening, you try to avoid the memory. Rosie describes an image which helps her to understand her trauma memory.